Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Thyroid cancer is a cancer that starts in the thyroid gland, and we're going to talk about this. My guest is Dr. Alan Christensen. He's an integrative physician who specializes in thyroid disorders. So, Dr. Christensen, tell us a little bit about thyroid cancer. How prevalent is it today?
Thyroid cancer is a really big deal, and it's one that doesn't really get the attention that it should. We estimate that there's at least 44,000 new cases each year, and the stats are that it's the fastest increasing type of cancer in North America today, so it's really on the rise.
Wow. You know, when people think of the thyroid, they think of people saying, oh, I have thyroid problems, so I gain weight, or going on thyroxine, or all these other kinds of things going on. What are some of the risk factors for thyroid cancer?
You know, it's a funny thing, but thyroid disease can be hypo, hyper, or cancer. I wrote the Idiot's Guide, and I talked about those three areas. And what happens is that the same triggers can cause any one of the three of those to manifest. And basically, someone gets exposed to waste that build up inside the thyroid, and if they're genetically prone to it, that will then create this autoimmune response. And that can manifest as the gland being underactive, overactive, or it can trigger cancer to develop down the road.
So if you're somebody with autoimmune, you know, disease, Crohn's or lupus or fibromyalgia or any of these other things, does that put you at greater risk for a thyroid problem?
Those all do, yeah. So in autoimmune disease, we actually have a couple of separate immune systems, and one of them tries to figure out some things to attack and other things to ignore. And it often can make mistakes, and it can attack things that are not dangerous. So if we attack things from outside of our bodies that are not dangerous, that's what we call an allergy. But that same process can go on for things that belong inside of our bodies. And that's an autoimmune disease. And autoimmune diseases, they really do cluster. So if you do have one, you have higher odds of having others. All those things you mentioned, yes, those are autoimmune reactions. They do raise the odds for thyroid disease.
And what are some of the symptoms? You know, Dr. Christensen, people always want to know symptoms. And sometimes that's good and bad, right? Because you can have sort of sophomore's disease where you think you have everything all the time, you know. A little knowledge is not always a great thing. But you do need to know symptoms so that you can catch something early if it is something, God forbid.
You do. Thyroid cancer tends not to create a lot of whole body symptoms. The main symptoms we see relate to just the structural changes that are taking place in the thyroid. The thyroid itself, I realize, a really good approximation for its size and its shape and its mass and its location are all a bow tie. So think about wearing a bow tie. That's about where your thyroid is on your body. And because of its location, when there's changes in its mass, that can impact your speaking or your swallowing. Some people may notice a sensation like a lump in the throat. They may feel the lump themselves, or it may just be affecting their speech or their swallowing abilities. So for the cancer itself, that can be the only symptom when it's early.
Is that something you would recommend, that as women give themselves self-exams in our breasts, or we check around the clavicle or under your arms for lymphoma or lumps and things, that we kind of feel that bow tie area?
Melanie, that's awesome. And that is a recommendation that's been put out, but you really never hear about it, and you're great for putting that together. It has been recommended for people to do a monthly self-thyroid check. And a trick with that, it really is as simple as looking in the mirror and kind of just feeling that region. But one step you can do to make it better is to look and feel as you're drinking some water. And the swallowing moves the structures in ways to where if there were different densities of tissue, they become a lot more apparent.
Well, I'm doing it right now and seeing, feeling around, seeing, and while you drink water, looking in the mirror, that is a great suggestion, because I think we all have to, Dr. Christensen, advocate for ourselves and to keep this preventive medicine thing going. You're an integrative physician, so preventive medicine must be, you know, so important, and for me as well. So now tell us what's going on in the world of thyroid cancer. What happens if you do find out that you have it?
Well, it's the fastest growing type of cancer. Thankfully, it also is one of the more treatable types. In most cases, the treatment is a matter of simply removing the portion of the gland in which the cancer is, or the whole gland surgically. If the cancer is less than a centimeter, most cases they can take out half the gland. If it's more than that, they'll take the whole thing. And then afterwards, someone will take radioactive iodine. Now, the idea is that there could be a few thyroid cells that became cancerous that left the thyroid. And if they did, like regular thyroid cells, they're still iodine hungry. So if you take a dose of radioactive iodine, that all builds up specifically in those cells, and then it kills them so they can't grow down the road. So that's the main treatment aspect, is taking the gland out and then iodine for any remaining cells. Then afterwards, that person is left with diminished thyroid output, so they're managed like someone else who's hypothyroid. They need thyroid replacement long term.
Is it something that you use the word cure?
Statistically, you can safely use that word. Most people do end up having lack of no recurrence. 5-year survival rates for papillary, the most common type of thyroid cancer, do run in the high 98-99%. So it's something that most people can really have a surgery, be on replacement therapy. And that's not the end of things. There's still a bit to really get replacement therapy to work well and get their health back again. But as far as the cancer coming back and shortening their lifespan, that really is quite rare.
Well, that's very good news to hear. Now, while we mentioned the word prevention, is there or are there any health lifestyle type behaviors, things that people can do that can help them to prevent getting thyroid cancer and or thyroid issues? Is it something that you just have, or can you do something to kind of keep your thyroid in good shape?
Melanie, you're so right. That's so important, and that's really where things are at, is prevention. I mentioned briefly how the types of disease, including cancer, start from the same stressors, and yes, prevention is huge. The biggest thing people can do is to get an adequate but not excessive amount of iodine. That's probably one of the first ones. And this is kind of a funny paradox. We have this problem of our sodium intake being so excessive. You know, the CDC said a while ago that if they could lower our average sodium intake by 1 teaspoon per day, that would be 90,000 American lives saved per year.
And that's in our salt, the iodized salt.
So here's the thing, yes and no. Yes, it is fortified to salt for home use, but no, it's not in salt that we get from restaurant food and prepackaged food. And that's where we get the bulk of our sodium nowadays. So we are marginally getting towards being low in iodine. There are some that do get low in that, especially pregnant women. So the smart things to do are to really minimize the processed food, which is a good idea for a zillion reasons, but then use some kind of iodized salt for home use.
So when we used to put iodine in our baby oil, does that help and stick our faces up in the sun, help increase the tan? Now, so in just the last minute or so that we have left, Dr. Christensen, give us your very best advice for thyroid disorders, thyroid cancer, and really that healthy lifestyle and prevention.
So a big thing preventive besides that is getting the right amount of selenium. And that's as easy as one Brazil nut a day or a handful a week. So add that in. Generally, eat clean, eat high amounts of greens. That helps your body detox. And really, like you were saying, learn to be your own advocate. And if there are symptoms, if things are not right, don't ignore that. And even if the first doctor you see has no explanation, don't think you've got to live with symptoms. They all need to be explained and managed at early stages.
And thyroid cancer is not necessarily a death sentence. There is hope and good treatments on the horizon too, correct?
There sure are. There's even better treatments coming. But as it stands, it's pretty well managed currently when it is identified at early stages.
So Dr. Alan Christensen talking about getting selenium in your Brazil nuts and making sure that you're getting plenty of iodine and clean living, because that really helps to detox your system. And then giving yourself that bow tie check. Women, just like we check for breast cancer, you know, and men, look for that area where your thyroid is. Give yourself a self-check. Look in the mirror, drink a glass of water, and check. See if there's any masses, and of course, go to your doctor if there is. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. Have a great day. Stay well.